served as your anchors, otherwise you wouldn't have returned. You'd be like some men who purposely used that boost and went into the unknown and are still roaming in some incomprehensible immensity. I wanted him to elaborate on that, but he refused. He changed the subject abruptly. There's one thing you haven't understood yet about the Earth's being a sentient being, he said. And Genaro, this awful Genaro, wants to push you until you understand. Both of them laughed. Genaro playfully shoved me and winked at me as he mouthed the words, I am awful. Genaro is a terrible taskmaster, mean and ruthless, Don Juan continued. He doesn't give a hoot about your fears and pushes you mercilessly. If it wasn't for me... He was a perfect picture of a good, thoughtful old gentleman. He lowered his eyes and sighed. The two of them broke into roaring laughter. When they had quieted down, Don Juan said that Genaro wanted to show me what I had not understood yet, that the supreme awareness of the earth is what makes it possible for us to change into other great bands of emanations. We living beings are perceivers, he said, and we perceive because some emanations inside man's cocoon become aligned with some emanations outside. Alignment, therefore, is the secret passageway, and the earth's boost is the key. Genaro wants you to watch the moment of alignment. Watch him. Genaro stood up like a showman and took a bow, then showed us that he had nothing up his sleeves or inside the legs of his pants. He took his shoes off and shook them to show that there was nothing concealed there either. Don Juan was laughing with total abandon. Genaro moved his hands up and down. The movement created an immediate fixation in me. I sensed that the three of us suddenly got up and walked away from the square, the two of them flanking me. As we continued walking, I lost my peripheral vision. I didn't distinguish any more houses or streets. I didn't notice any mountains or any vegetation either. At one moment, I realized that I had lost sight of Don Juan and Genaro. Instead, I saw two luminous bundles moving up and down beside me. I felt an instantaneous panic, which I immediately controlled. I had the unusual but well-known sensation that I was myself, and yet I was not. I was aware, however, of everything around me by means of a strange and at the same time most familiar capacity. The sight of the world came to me all at once. All of me saw. The entirety of what I, in my normal consciousness, call my body, was capable of sensing as if it were an enormous eye that detected everything. What I first detected after seeing the two blobs of light was a sharp, violet-purple world made out of something that looked like colored panels and canopies, flat, screen-like panels of irregular concentric circles were everywhere. I felt a great pressure all over me, and then I heard a voice in my ear. I was seeing. The voice said that the pressure was due to the act of moving. I was moving together with Don Juan and Genaro. I felt a faint jolt, as if I had broken a paper barrier, and I found myself facing a luminescent world. Light radiated from every place, but without being glaring, it was as if the sun were about to erupt from behind some white, diaphanous clouds. I was looking down into the source of light. It was a beautiful sight. There were no land masses, just fluffy white clouds and light. And we were walking on the clouds. Then something imprisoned me again. I moved at the same pace as the two blobs of light by my sides. Gradually, they began to lose their brilliance, then became opaque, and finally they were Don Juan and Genaro. We were walking on a deserted side street, away from the main square. Then we turned back. Genaro just helped you to align your emanations with those emanations at large that belong to another band, Don Juan said to me. Alignment has to be a very peaceful, unnoticeable act. No flying away, no great fuss. He said that the sobriety needed to let the assemblage point assemble other worlds is something that cannot be improvised. Sobriety has to mature and become a force in itself before warriors can break the barrier of perception with impunity. We were coming closer to the main square. Genaro had not said a word. He walked in silence as if absorbed in thought. Just before we came into the square, Don Juan said that Genaro wanted to show me one more thing, that the position of the assemblage point is everything, and that the world it makes us perceive is so real that it does not leave room for anything except realness. Genaro will let his assemblage point assemble another world just for your benefit, Don Juan said.